When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello and welcome to episode one of the Brummy Mummies podcast. My name is Zoe Chamberlain. I'm a journalist, author and mom. And in this very first episode of the show, I'll be telling you all about Brummy Mummies. How things started, how things have grown over the years and what it means to be a Brummy Mummy. I launched Brummy Mummies as a community for families, helping people to connect both online and in person. And my goal in this new podcast is to share with you stories from the most inspiring mums and dads to help you find out how they juggle family life and everything that comes with that. But first, let's take a little look back down memory lane and I'll tell you all about how Brummy Mummies came to be and what we've been up to over the past few years. So, Brummy Mummies was launched back in May 2015 as an online community for parents across the West Midlands. It was a way of sharing family content from the Birmingham Live newspaper and website and keeping mums and dads up to date on the latest and greatest things to do with their kids after school, at weekends and in the holidays. Within no time, I could see that it was growing to be much more than that. Mums and dads were chatting online, answering the questions I was posting, and I soon got the feeling that they would really like to meet up in real life. So, in October 2016, I took the plunge and arranged a free climbing session for kids at a local climbing centre that had just opened in the centre of Birmingham. I had no idea how it was going to go, or whether anyone would be in the slightest bit interested. I posted the details on the Brummy Mummies Facebook page, and all 60 tickets were snapped up in 24 hours, with lots of parents asking if they could book onto the next event. The families who came that day had a wonderful time, with the kids learning to climb and the parents sitting and drinking coffee together, making new friends and watching their kids have fun. We're live at our first Brummy Mummy social at Rock Up Birmingham at Broadway Plaza. And there's lots of kids here who are trying out climbing for the first time. Hello, Simran.
Hello.
So, how have you got on today?
It was very good, actually. I got to the top on most of them. It actually makes your hand really soft. It's actually really good.
I was delighted. It was exactly what I'd hoped it would be. Next, I decided to host an event at Birmingham's Botanical Gardens, and something incredible happened. Within minutes, all 80 tickets had been booked. There was such a clamour for more that I spoke to the bosses at the gardens and asked if there was any chance we could release more tickets. They said yes. So the following morning, we released another 120 tickets. I realised we were onto something here.
This is our latest Brummy Mummy social. The last one was at a coffee shop, and before it was at a climbing centre called Rock Up. Now we're at the Botanical Gardens. And here's some of the lovely mums and dads that have come along today to enjoy coffee and meet new people.
Hello there. Hi, we're doing a Facebook Live for the Brummy Mummies social.
Yeah, I'm just taking it all in. It's gorgeous flowers here.
It's really beautiful, isn't it?
You wouldn't expect it maybe at this time of the year.
No.
So, quite nice. I'm hoping that the kids are taking it all in and enjoying it.
It's quite an inspiring place to come, isn't it?
Definitely.
Hi. So you like gardening, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So you're picking up some ideas here?
I think we're looking for the lavender plant at the minute.
Oh, yes. What kind of things would you like to see on the Brummie Mummies Facebook page, of kind of things to do? Or
I think just more days like this.
It's a really lovely setting to bring the children to. And lots of parents are saying they'd like to come along to more days like this.
And yet, when the families arrived, some were disappointed to discover that it wasn't a full house of 200 people, as expected. In fact, I'd say only around half of those who'd ordered tickets actually turned up. Some mums and dads were upset that their friends and family who had wanted to come hadn't been able to get the tickets that were now not being used. The concept, whilst good, needed a rethink. There was no commitment to attending events when you simply clicked on a link and got a free ticket. So we carried out a survey to find out whether parents would be willing to pay a nominal fee for their Brummie Mummies social tickets. I explained that I wanted to continue to offer great money-saving days out, but that it would be a good way of ensuring that those who really wanted to come could get tickets. Almost 60% of parents said they'd be happy to pay £3 to £5 for a ticket, and 20% said they would consider paying an annual membership. And in the comments, people said things like, "Love meeting up with you all. We have so much fun. Thank you, Brummie Mummies. We've had some lovely days out thanks to you, and lots organised too. And even just carry on being awesome." Wow. So our first paid-for social event took place at Birmingham Sea Life Centre, and amazingly, the charge made no difference. It still sold out within hours of the tickets going on sale. I think this was because we'd involved parents in the process, talked to them about why we were thinking of charging for our events, and found out how much they'd be happy to pay. It was another huge success. Over the years, we've hosted social events at places like Drayton Manor Theme Park, Think Tank Science Museum, Legoland, and Birmingham Museum and Art Gallery.
Are you having fun with the kids?
We're just putting stuff in the locker, and then we're ready to go. We're going to go and do some building first. We've just been in the dark room.
Oh yeah.
So Birmingham by night.
Miniland.
Miniland.
Did you see the fireworks?
Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
And I really love the little indoor arena as well. That's really cute.
That's cool, isn't it?
And we were quite taken by Edgbaston as well.
Yeah, it's
little
good.
Edgbaston, yeah.
And all the little buttons that you can press,
yeah,
where
it's
you
really
can see
good.
Like the man digging up the road.
Yeah,
which is classic Birmingham.
I'm a Villa fan, and I scored for Blues in the little mini Villa Park.
Never mind.
Bit of a mistake there, but no, all good so far, so good.
Good. Enjoy. See you later.
Bye.
But I'm so glad I didn't miss this.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
The kids here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what is it you like about the socials, the Brummie Mummy socials?
First of all, it's nice to get all of us to get together.
Yes.
And where would we go, the venues that take us a lot more cheaper.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So do you like seeing the same people again when you come?
Yeah, you get familiar with the same faces.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. It's a really nice network with people knowing each other now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's more.
But the last one, somebody messaged us afterwards and they said it was the first time they'd come and they've been made to feel really welcome by everybody.
The first one I went to was the Panting Garden.
Oh, that's quite a while ago, yes.
Quite a while ago, yeah. There's a few I missed in between. I saw this one. And you had the steam engine one and the tickets sold out so fast in that one.
I know, yeah, they do. They always go within a couple of hours. They have to be really quick.
Yeah.
Oh, well done for getting tickets for this one. Enjoy.
Thank you.
What makes our events special is that they are bespoke. We'll have the place to ourselves, so there's no need to queue. Or we'll bring in storytellers or host our very own forest school workshop. We've hosted traditional Christmas parties with Santa Claus, festive tea and fun and games, held mini first aid sessions for youngsters, been ice skating and supped hot chocolates. Even better, a percentage of each of the tickets sold is now donated to children's charities too.
Hello, Brummie Mummies! I'm Santa, and I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
Thank you, Santa! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
as you can see, we've got the place to ourselves, which is really exciting because it can get really busy, obviously, in the run-up to Christmas, because everybody loves to come and celebrate Christmas here at Webb's. It's a family tradition for lots of people.
Hello there, having a good time?
We're having a great time. Fantastic. Do you want to tell us a bit about the Christmas at Webb's?
It's the ultimate Christmas destination, isn't it? I think, with the grotto, the rink, the fabulous displays in store that the team worked so hard on, and the other two stores are exactly the same. So yeah, no, we're having an absolute whale of a time celebrating Christmas with the Brumby Mummies group, and everyone has been on the rink and in the grotto and had a nice hot chocolate.
Fantastic. This is Bailey here. Hi Bailey.
Hello.
Are you having fun?
Did you have fun skating? How did you skate?
She ran.
Did you go really fast?
You were so confident.
Wow.
I want to say thank you to Zoe and everyone for having us. Say again. Thank you.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, you're going to go and see Santa next, aren't you?
Yes,
you're
going to see the Santa.
How exciting.
No, now, we're going now.
Soon.
See Rudolph. All thanks to Zoe and
Brumby. I've just been and seen him. It was amazing.
Is he ready for Bailey?
Yeah, you can't wait to see you.
Thank you.
As the community has grown, it has become more of a two-way street, whereby I often ask for suggestions for places to go and things to do. An example is a question about the best baby and toddler groups, which led to 95 suggestions, some of them complete with photos. This gives Brummy Mummies great authenticity. It enables us to offer fair reviews and suggestions on things to do, always with the proviso that they don't cost too much money. And it enables us to be all over the West Midlands all of the time, with all of our scouts telling us about all the brilliant places and events they've discovered. Brummy Mummies is known as the place to come to find out where the best Santa's grottos, Halloween events and bargains are to be found, and which cafes and pubs are the most child-friendly. We've since launched Brummy Mummies Heroes, celebrating families of courage, and Kitchen Table Success Stories, where we open up the platform for mums and dads with independent businesses to enjoy a bit of free publicity directly to the families they're targeting. We've even helped to reunite people. A mum got in touch once because she wanted to say thank you to the Good Samaritan stranger who helped her when her daughter broke her hand in a lift at Primark. Within no time, we'd reunited the mums, and they now enjoy coming to our socials together. Brummy Mummies has since gone on to win awards and is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. And there's also a free newsletter that parents can have delivered into their inboxes every week, which is packed full of money-saving ideas and great things to do. When the pandemic struck, our socials inevitably stopped, as did our days out guides. So instead, we've become a nurturing place to offer help and support, ideas to keep kids busy indoors, and a place to share light-hearted videos, memes, and feel-good photos. We've also highlighted the need for better free school meal food hampers for families and campaigned for every child in Birmingham to have a computer for homeschooling. We look forward to hosting our socials again, but in the meantime, we're very much in it together and all supporting each other throughout family life and all the highs and lows it brings. And now I'm delighted that the Brummy Mummies podcast is here to share with you stories from the most amazing mums and dads I've met along the way. As I say, we're all in this together, so this podcast is a place to come if you're looking for a bit of inspiration, feeling a little lonely, or just want a few minutes to yourself. It's all about juggling family life and everything that comes with it. Brummy Mummies is a laudable production brought to you by Brummy Mummies and Birmingham Live. You can download and stream the Brummy Mummies podcast on all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple. Be sure to follow the Brummy Mummies Facebook page for lots more family information and fun. And whilst there, sign up to our Brummy Mummies newsletter to make sure you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you next time